Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, the night is cool and clear, perfect for a relaxing evening stroll. Jerusalem shares a similar calm, with mild temperatures setting the scene for a peaceful night. In Haifa, the skies remain clear, offering a beautiful view of the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, in a joint operation, Israeli security forces eliminated a Hamas terrorist, Farah Hamad, who was responsible for the killing of Limor's son Harmelech's husband. This comes from Walla earlier this hour. Also, Israeli airstrikes earlier today in Beit Lahia, Gaza, reportedly killed a family of four, including two children. The IDF had issued a warning prior to the attack. This report is from the Times of Israel. Also this hour, according to a report from Israel Hayom, Iran has resumed its ballistic missile production amidst a period of relative calm. Separately, the Israeli defense minister has vowed unprecedented strikes on Iran if attacked, as reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, the Forward reports that a speaker at the Jewish American Summit in Los Angeles used inflammatory language against Muslims, which was met with applause. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Fuld, a tech influencer, highlighted the elimination of a top Hamas member in a strike in Gaza City, which was confirmed by Israeli security forces, posting just minutes ago. Bari Weiss, a journalist and commentator, shared a story on X earlier today, emphasizing its uniqueness. Al Arabiya English reports breaking news that the UAE hopes Algeria's decision to sever diplomatic ties will be temporary. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the operation against Farah Hamad. According to Walla, the IDF, Shin Bet, and the Elite Unit 33 collaborated to eliminate the Hamas terrorist. He was involved in numerous attacks, highlighting a significant blow to Hamas's operations. This action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF targeted a terror operative in Beit Lahia, with collateral damage resulting in civilian casualties. The incident adds tension to the already strained relations between Israel and Gaza, raising concerns about the humanitarian impact. Meanwhile, Iran's resumption of ballistic missile production comes despite ongoing international scrutiny. Israel Hayom cites sources claiming Tehran is advancing its military capabilities, challenging regional stability. This development could escalate tensions with Israel and the West, particularly given the current geopolitical climate. In response to potential threats, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Katz warned of severe repercussions for Iran. JNS reports Katz's promise of unprecedented strikes on Iran's key energy facilities if provoked. This strong stance aims to deter Iranian aggression, but also risks heightening regional tensions. Finally, the inflammatory remarks at the Jewish American Summit in Los Angeles, as covered by Forward, have sparked controversy. The language used against Muslims highlights ongoing issues of intolerance and the challenge of fostering interfaith dialogue in diverse communities. Turning to business and markets. First, while a business warns of a potential collapse in Israel's economy due to expanding European boycotts on construction in Judea and Samaria, the situation threatens to isolate Israel from the global financial system. Separately, Ynet Business reports that China has facilitated significant financial flows to Iran through a complex sanctions dodge. This arrangement reveals the ongoing economic ties despite international sanctions. And finally, tech highlights leading Israeli talent in the AI sector. Researchers and founders are shaping the future of AI, emphasizing Israel's role as a hub for technological innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.